You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
San Quentin Radio, bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden you heard this.
When an inmate is up for parole, it's a chance to prove that they've been rehabilitated, helped by classes, self-help groups, and other prison programs. For many, going in front of a parole board is their last chance to appeal for freedom. And the preparation can be all-consuming. Some spend an entire year getting ready for the parole board, some of them granted and many denied. Reporter Lewis A. Scott has that story.
In order for parole to be granted, inmates have to prove they are rehabilitated. This is done through taking vocational classes and self-help groups before they go to the parole board. Some people spend an entire year preparing for the parole board, only to be granted or denied parole.
My name is Morgan Andre Tyson. I was sentenced for 187, which is murder. I've been in prison 34 years. The last time I went to the board was December 16, 2015. Prior to my last hearing, 14 times I have been to the board.
My name is Nicholas Garcia. I'm arrested for first-degree murder, January 9th, 1978. I'm 63 years old. I came into prison when I was 24, eligible for parole in 1984.
Here's how it works. Let's say you have 25 years to life. At 23 years, you go to the parole board. That's when they'll ask you questions like, why do you think you should be released? Why did you commit the crime? What have you accomplished since you've been in prison?
My name is Albert Alvin Williams. They call me Gator. I have 15 years to life. I've been here since 1980, and I went to board July last year, and I was denied 3 years, which was 2015.
Albert says he's seen how the parole board has changed over time.
It used to be five people a long time ago. Then it went to three. Then now it's two commissioners and a district attorney. And they're sitting back there with the computers and stuff, you know what I mean, doing what they do, going through your paperwork, trying to understand what you all about.
And for guys up for parole, they want to be prepared for it. They feel they have one chance to prove they're rehabilitated.
We have mock board hearings. We talk about our situation, and we go over things with each other, you know. We'll criticize each other if we, you know, to help each other, you know, understand insight, understand what violence is, anger is, where did you get it from, how did you get it.
And for people like Alvin, he says he can sense when he's going to be denied.
You could tell just about when you're going to get denied way before it even get halfway through it, you know what I mean, by the way they're talking to you. And once I get that indication that they're going to deny me, then it's there, you know what I mean? I just expect it. I try not to make anything worse than what it is, because they try to get you to argue with them, and they try to see if you get upset and about certain things, and I don't bite. Of course, I ask a question or two with respect, you know, but when they come back with their excuses about being denied, I just let it flow, you know.
In some cases, when an inmate is granted parole by the parole board, it is reviewed by the governor's office. At this stage, the governor's office has up to 150 days to determine if the parole board made the right call in granting the parole date. Sometimes, the governor's office will reverse the parole board decision, denying the inmate parole.
I was given a date 2014, and the governor took it.
Since Alvin is in prison for murder, being granted parole means his file must go before a governor's review board, and they determine if he's suitable for parole. Even after parole board has found him suitable, in his case, the review board denied his release.
Only thing I could do, I mean, with this anger in my head that, man, why did they do me like that? After I'm trying so hard to get out, you know what I mean? I'm doing so many things to try to come home and show them that I am not that guy I was in 1979. You know, the highest person in the political power in the state of California telling you no, we don't want you out.
After being denied parole, some men are traumatized. Some guys are so frustrated about being denied so many times that they have decided not to go to the parole board anymore.
Some dudes just said, hey, man, I'm going to just be me. And they just do their thing. They banging hard. They using drugs. They messing with punks. They doing everything. I hate to see them go that route. But, you know, they. I mean, that's penitentiary life, man.
And then there's guys like Garcia who won't give up.
It was about an hour and 45 minutes in the boardroom. And then it was, they go to recess. And the recess was like 10 or 15 minutes. And when I come back in, there's another 40 minutes and him brutalizing me and telling how bad of a person I am. But it wasn't until the last 3 minutes of the 40 minutes, he says, I'm giving you a date. You're more than qualified. We don't feel that you will ever commit a violent crime ever again.
From San Quentin Radio, I'm Lewis A. Scott.